Two summers ago, I had the extraordinary opportunity to walk the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James. And when I found out I would have this opportunity, I began to prepare for it. I began to anticipate the different terrain, so I started training my body for it. I started doing research and looking at all these different blogs on the things I would need, the proper shoes, the right backpack, hiking poles, all the different things. And when you get an opportunity like this and you start to prepare, there are a lot of things that you later on come to find out that you really can't prepare for. And I quickly found out when I was doing the Camino. I didn't know that I'd be needing compedes, these little wax band-aids to put on my feet after 13 blisters from walking over 800 miles from the south of France all the way to the coast through Spain. I didn't know I would need extra money for a hospital visit and different types of bandages to put on my ankle after springing it coming down a mountain from Pamplona, affectionately known by hikers as the knee breaker. All these unexpected things popped up that I didn't know I would need to be prepared for. But surprisingly, all of my needs were taken care of. And they were taken care of by other people along the Camino. I quickly learned a phrase that is popular along the route: the Camino provides. And indeed it did. And it provided through the generosity, the charity of other people. Similarly, in seminary, we have this beautiful phrase, Deus providebi, that we repeat often: God will provide. And it's not just true for seminarians, it's true for every single Christian. If there's anything in our life that we need and we ask the Lord for it, He provides for us. In today's readings, we have the beautiful example of Queen Esther, who in her desperate need, she prostrates herself before the Lord and begs and asks for the Lord for His assistance. Our Lord tells us to be bold in the gospel today, to ask Him for the many different things that we need. And if we're children of faith, which we are, we have that boldness to ask the Lord. I never knew that I'd be given this opportunity to walk the Camino. I walked into the bishop's office to ask him for this, and I was expecting a big no. And to my surprise, he said, "Rusty, I think this would be great for you, yes." It's that boldness, it's that faith. But it's not only just having faith and the boldness to ask our Lord what we truly need, but it's to be surprised, too, in the way that He answers those beautiful prayers that we ask Him. And oftentimes, those prayers are answered through our brothers and sisters around us. This Lenten season is a great opportunity to, as we strive to grow closer to the Lord, to turn out from within and to look at others, because He very well might be calling us to be the prayer, the answer for someone else, and for someone else to be the prayer and the answer for us. Because our life is a Camino. It might not be a physical walk, it's a spiritual walk, but it's a spiritual journey and a walk that includes other people.